Hey, Annie, I heard that you're a stand-up comedian. Is that true?
Yes, it is. And I heard you dabble too in the art.
I do. And we're going places. Where are we going? So next week, I'll be at the Helium Comedy Club in Indianapolis, and I'm very excited Friday, Saturday. And then I'm going to Philly, San Diego, Austin, Brooklyn, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. And you can get tickets at estheronice.com. And Annie, what's your deal?
I am going to be in Richmond, Virginia this weekend at the
Ooh.
Sandman Comedy Club. I know I'm going back. I'm going back east, baby. Las
Oh,
Vegas, Nevada. I'm going to be in San Francisco. I'm going to be in New York. I'm going to be in Florida again, Burbank, California, Austin, Texas. I'm going to be in Arizona. I have so many dates. Michigan, there's a million. Please go to my website, annieletterman.com/shows. And I do want to say, my boyfriend, my dear Todd's show that he worked on Netflix is out right now. It's
my
called
God.
Making Fun. It's probably already on the top, but let's make it happen. It's really cool. It's
Making
awesome.
Fun on Netflix. I can't
Yep.
wait to watch. You guys, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
It's free. Shocking that Esther, that's what you were about to say, right?
Yes, it's free.
It's always number one on our list.
It's free. Everyone wants to freaking start a podcast. This is the easiest way. We're about to tell you. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And
And they will
what?
distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all of the platforms, basically.
Also, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's the best.
I mean, imagine that. That's like the lowest, that's low pressure. Just
Everything you
start one
need.
with Anchor.
Everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Just download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. You guys, we have a live stream show. It's going to be so messed up and unedited. What you don't realize is the things that you don't see on this show, you're going to see them on Wednesday, March 30th at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And
Let's get canceled, baby.
you can get tickets at momenthouse.com/trashtuesday. And we have an early bird special for only the first 24 hours of this coming out today on March 8th. You can get an early bird price.
If you think we're an edgy show now, just you wait. You have not seen anything yet.
Dude, all parents are my. Can you block my parents' IP address? Because I
I
don't.
am going
Oh,
to.
you know what? They'll never pay.
You should block Dave too. I'm going to ruin your life. Esther's going down
You
on
guys,
this one,
we're
guys.
ruining all of our lives.
This is a one-time deal. You want to go to momenthouse.com/trashtuesday and sign up right now.
Esther, I've had time to mull it over.
I know. What?
Here's what I've had time to mull over. And I, unlike Andrew Schultz, my he doesn't his mouth doesn't have to check in with his brain. Like, it just
No.
operates at such high speeds that when he says something, I don't have like a comeback or like
I
a
know. I don't know if he means what he said. I don't know if it's a joke. I don't know if it's both a joke and true.
He's a genius in that
Yeah.
way.
Oh, absolutely. Like, him fully announcing that he doesn't eat pussy, like, proudly is absolutely iconic. Like, at first I'm like, fuck you, but then I'm like, no, he took a strong stance, and then we all have to like fight it out and like tell him why he's wrong. And it was like an open, fun discussion.
But also, that is a preference. In the same way that I know girls who don't like to blow dudes and they stand firmly about that. And, you know, here's what
But they
I've
will
had chance.
happily ride Andrew Schultz's dick. They just don't want to
Correct.
blow it.
Right. And that also, we should be okay with those preferences.
Yeah. No. Well,
We just won't date a guy like
Exactly.
that.
Yes. You're free to not go down on women as much as you want to not do that. That's fine, but delete my number.
Imagine there are probably women who don't like being gone down on.
Yeah,
That has to exist as well,
you're
right?
right.
But here's what I've had the chance to mull over. He was talking about the volume of a pussy and how the bigger the girl, the bigger the volume. And that couldn't be more wrong. The tiniest friend I have, and this isn't you, the skin, I swear to God, she weighs about 95 pounds. She tells me every day, she's like, Kalila, I need massive cock. My vagina goes up to here. Like, I need the biggest dick in the world. Like, she's a size queen and she's tiny.
Oh my God, I love this.
And I know a bigger girl who can barely get like those little vibrators in there or the little dildos in there. So it, the volume of the pussy has no correlation with the size of the woman.
That makes so much more. That's what I always thought. But then he was like throwing this game at us. And I was like, okay, I guess I can just be a pick me girl and like agree with him that yes, because I'm small, my pussy is small. But ultimately, like, that's fucking not true. And I'm so sick of guys telling me that I don't know what a big dick is. You have no idea how many times in my life men are like, you don't really know what a big dick is. And I didn't stand up for myself, and I wish I would have, but I do think that I know what a big dick is when I see it, okay? Look,
I think we need a redo. The next chance we get to do Flagrant 2 again, we have to address these things.
We have to go in there and just, I'm so ready to go back. Andrew, fucking call us back. Have us back. There was also, I don't want to get too aggressive towards Andrew, but I do have a theory since rewatching our episode, because you notice how he was very quick to tell me that he doesn't think I could be bi, that he thinks I just like you as a friend, which I do, but like, but I have a theory. I'm like, oh, is he projecting onto me that he wants to fuck me because he wishes that I was fully straight? Because I've only ever gotten that pushback from straight men. I feel like they meet me and they assume that I'm this like little straight baby and they want to fuck me. And like, I couldn't possibly like women. I just need their dick. What thoughts?
Interesting. We'd have to, you know, it has to come from the horse's mouth, I think, if he wants to fuck you or not.
Fair.
But I will say that is strategy. I think that men do employ that strategy. I'm like, no, they almost like invalidate your sexuality because
they don't
you
want to
are
take me
on
off.
Their fuck list.
Yes. Yes. And Andrew, like, whatever it is, let me know. Let's talk it out. Like, much love. There's nothing wrong with wanting to fuck me secretly. Nothing wrong with it.
Ani's here.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with wanting to fuck you. Yes, there is. You're all on the list. Everyone that's ever commented that they want to bang Esther is going to prison. Carlos, do you want to hold my key to my car?
Oh
my God.
No way. You got your Tesla?
Today.
No way. Today. I can't believe you showed up.
I know. I almost left. I almost went to Mexico, but it doesn't have enough of a charge. I haven't figured out how to charge it yet.
Wait, this is major tells everything.
Wow, you guys.
And these are earrings that this beautiful woman in Florida made for me, whose name I can't remember. Thank you so much.
Well, at least
thank you for remembering my name.
Wait, can we put the air up a little bit? Is it really hot in here?
I'm rude. I smell bad.
No, my armpits. Look at my armpits.
No, that's fine with me. Put the
mine
air
have
up.
Been sweating a lot more.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's very hot out today. Annie, here, what's going on? You got a fucking Tesla?
I got a Tesla. I have two.
You have teacher nails?
I have two. Yeah. It says write a book.
Oh my God. Manifesting.
And I did start it.
Manifesting.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
You should get a tattoo that says write a book.
Do you know that everyone is making me sign their arms like the koala tattoo?
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's such a good idea.
People have been also asking me to sign their arms and they'll get it tattooed. I really like that. That is fun. It's
That's
a lot of
cool.
pressure. Like, definitely wait till the end of the line of the meet and greet, but because I want to think about it. Actually, ask me in the beginning and then wait till the end.
I was in my show in New York. I left and there was a girl standing outside the door and she's like, will you sign my breasts? And I was like, sure. This skinny little thing, she pulls up her jacket.
She estered you?
I was like,
she
what?
Estered you.
I was like, what is your bra size? She's a 32 triple D.
Wow.
These are like the best hits I've ever seen in my life. And I signed them and I'm very proud.
Now, did you put your head next to them to see where they...
I feel like this is the perfect first day of owning a Tesla outfit.
Well, I had way better pants. They were low rise, like tie up the side, yeah. Like 90s. But... when I sat down, my entire vagina fell out. So I was like, maybe we'll save that for the live episode.
Live stream.
And I ordered you guys the funniest present, but they didn't come yet, which I'm really sad about. Also, I did my hair with it. I got one of those Dyson wands. So if it doesn't look good, I'm learning.
Wait, that's like, I feel like that was like the everyone's on everyone's Christmas list this year.
But everyone's arguing about it, right?
Whether it's
like,
good or
whether
not.
Or not it's worth all that money.
Now, here's how it feels. It feels a lot like a Tesla. When you first get it, you go, is this worth it? And then you go, you start using it. You go, yeah, it actually is really cool, but it's, I have to figure out how to use it better.
Wait, your hair looks really good though today. So.
It didn't, I wouldn't say that it saved any time.
Wait, so what, like, how did the Tesla arrive? Like, walk me
through. Just drop you, they drop it off. They just send you a text on the app.
Wait, did, like, you know it was arriving today, or they just send you a text?
They text me on Saturday and they were like, your Tesla's coming in on the first. Or no, wait, they text me on Sunday. It was like, I had a day to prepare my life. Like, and I have this fucking shitty Honda. I'm like, I have a question though. Okay, it's a lease, my Honda, and the lease is up. Yeah. I've never not like traded the car in for another car. So like, I know I'm going to get.
I know what you're thinking of. Like, they're going to screw you when you turn it in.
Yeah. They're
screwing you over, gouging
screwing
you.
Yeah.
Right.
But let's just say it looks like someone took a couple screws to the car. So it's not really, maybe it's equal. We're screwing each other. But I don't know if I should get it fixed first. Do you like?
You're asking her?
I don't know. She has a trash car.
She's
in her family.
She's born in the Philippines. She doesn't know.
How that's not called a trash car. It's called a family heirloom.
You keep it.
We're keeping it forever. Yeah. In the same way, did you get rid of your other car when you bought your new car? Or
no, that's a sore subject. Actually.
Yeah, but that's a family heirloom.
It's in my garage still, and it's like, it might break up my marriage before it begins.
Why? Because you want to keep it because of sentimental reasons?
Yes, and it's taking up room in the garage, and also my dad is, it's
I have
bad.
A pitch.
Listening.
Park it outside your ex-boyfriend's house that blocked you. Put a poster of you in it. Make it look like you're just staring at his
house. Annie, you're good for the brand.
I actually think Dave would be okay with that too. Whatever you need to do, just get it the fuck out of here.
Let's sell it to a fan for way more than it's worth. No, let's.
Wait, I feel a responsibility as your business manager to go back to this topic of the car.
Well, because there's a wire. I just want to tell you the what's going on with the car. Okay. It's not the worst a car's ever been, and it's not a bobby car, but it's definitely a lightly bobbied car. And it's like there is a wire coming out of it that I'm not sure is from my car or something else. Okay. And I haven't had the heart to bend down and check the wire.
So what you're saying is you have to turn in this leased car. It's in bad shape and you don't know what to do.
Do I fix it first or do I just turn it in?
Does anyone in the room know?
There's so many boys here.
Who's going to fix it for you?
Just turn it in and swallow
it.
Oh, you know what I like about you saying that right now? I can see that you've just been pulling your hair kind of like back.
Gelled back.
Into like a hand ponytail.
Yeah.
So I know that there was like a master thought process behind it.
Do you know that Schultz said that we're keeping him down by praising his baldness?
Yes, yeah, Schultz has this whole
thing. What else are we going to do? What else are we going to do? We're going to go, Carlos, this is crazy.
He says that we're keeping Carlos down so that he stays single, so that he will still work for us.
Now, listen, Esther, he has laid next to you while your period blood is just billowing out of your vagina. He's just laid there as it just slowly soaks towards him. On a Hawaiian vacation. He was not released to leave the bloody bed. So maybe Schultz is onto something. Like, what are you gonna do? You know did I tell you my assistant moved home?
What?
She worked for me for almost under a month and then fled
to the country.
Fled the state. Moved to Wisconsin. No. They want to like have a family and stuff. So they want to get a house and stuff. There was good reasoning, but I was like, are you sure?
Was it the YouTube comments that pushed her over the edge? She quit the biz.
Well, I'm going to have her work for me virtually. So
you're not
in
off
the comments,
hook.
You guys. But you have to strap him down. I kept saying to my business manager, I was like, we have to like pay her like more than you think we need to pay her because I can feel the wings starting to grow. So I want to fly away.
Carlos, let me see your wings. Esther, are his wings
getting? His wings. They're flinging from the side of his head. But you're right. I should just give it to them. Fuck it.
I just don't think
I just have never done it to the point where I don't know how much money is it. Is it $3,000? Is it $10,000? Is it
writer's assistant jobs go for $1,000 a week?
No, the car though.
No, she's talking about turning in the car.
Sorry, I did go back. I did go back. Are we trying to? We're negotiating your money, your pay.
All negotiations will halt until the president of my corporation, Morris Pavitsky, is present.
Is he still training? He's still in, he's doing a stage. Wait, is that when you do the unpaid? When you're in a restaurant, it's like, and they're training you, and it's a stage is, I think, an untrained or an unpaid training. Yeah.
Oh Lord.
He's been on a stage for a while.
He watches us on stage. Unpaid training in America.
I like the sound of that. Unpaid training, Carlos. It's got a ring to it. Should we call like Dave or my dad or something and ask them what you should do about your car?
Yes. Yeah.
Which
well,
one?
What is Dave? Well, Dave just gets another one.
He usually does what you do.
I think we should get three opinions.
Okay. Who are we? Okay. Who are our three lifelines?
Maybe I should call Bobby. Yeah. See what he would do.
Yes.
Okay.
You call somebody and then you call somebody.
I feel like somebody that we. Okay. That should be the theme of this podcast because we call our ex-boyfriends every time.
Here, let's start with
somebody that
Dave or my dad. Does anyone have a vote?
Somebody that I used to blow.
Isn't Dave working right now?
He's on his lunch break.
We don't allow Dave to choose Judd Apatow over us. Okay. are you guys having euphoria depression yet?
Wait, I haven't watched the finale yet. Do not tell me
I'm
anything.
I'm not going to say, no, not about ending forever. No, I'm just kidding.
Is it forever?
No.
Hello?
Hey, Dave?
Sir?
David?
Oh, hello?
Hi, can you hear me? Dave?
Hello?
Dave, what the fuck?
I think he's pretending. I'll FaceTime.
I never hear from him again. He's packing his things out of the place. Dave?
He's driving her garage out, her car out of the garage.
Can you help us with a question?
We need an adult.
I'll try.
Okay, we need an adult in the room. So Annie basically is in a situation where she has to turn in her leased Honda Civic.
Yeah.
I know as a fellow Honda Civic lease owner, you'll take a part in this. And it's trashed completely.
Like, it's not that bad.
It's in bad shape.
It needs some things.
There's a loose wire. Does she just show up to the dealer and be like, it is what it is, bitch? Or does she try to like fix it up before and make it seem like it's better?
Oh, this is a great question. Am I being recorded or no?
What?
Am I being recorded?
Yes.
Or no?
Legally, you are being recorded.
I mean, this is really hard because it's like that thing of, I think they're going to charge you a little more if you just bring it back and you're like, sorry, I'll pay for the difference of whatever it costs versus if you went somewhere and paid for it to be repaired and then brought it in. But it's a pain in the ass to get it repaired before.
Right. So is my time valuable? But I wonder how much the little amount is. If I knew, like, I need to know what type of thousands we're talking about here.
I can't believe of all people he called me. Like, I guess this is an adult thing, but I'm not a car guy. I don't know cars.
We do need someone who works at a fucking dealership.
Yeah. All right, Dave, we're gonna pivot to Kalila's stepdad.
We'll call Kalila's Dave, her stepdad.
Okay, bye.
He does have stepdad energy. Yeah. That's why he's always yelling at you.
We're going to call it Roger.
I wore a very similar skirt.
Really?
That would have been cute.
Roger is, my stepdad's Jewish, so he'll give us the right answer, I think.
Right. Roger.
If he picks up.
Or they're wrong.
It'd be really sad.
But based on what Dave said, it's not worth your time to get it fixed.
Kalila?
Oh. Hey, Roger.
Hi, sweetie. What's up?
Aww. Hey, I have a question regarding a car lease.
Yes.
Okay, just hypothetically, nothing's happened to my car, but hypothetically, in the next 3 years, I wreck it. Wires are coming out. A couple, bullet holes in the car, right?
Yes.
And do I get it repaired before the end of my lease or do I return it as is?
I would get it repaired before the end of your lease.
Why?
Why not?
Is it because it's cheaper?
No, because you have that coverage and, it's, you could wait like till the third year.
Mm-hmm.
Why, did something go on?
No, I knew you were going to ask that. No, nothing. The car is fine.
Okay. I'm just curious, you know, because I have, like, Mark has made some scratches on our Corolla. And
she backed up into a mailbox.
I have that same thing that you do, the damage control. Okay, so I'm thinking of getting it fixed or touched up in the third year, right before I'm going to turn it in. So when I turn it in, it looks nice.
All right.
You know what else you can do? Here's something that you didn't know, though. If at the end of the three-year lease, let's say your car is worth $25,000, but if you can sell it on the open market for $30,000, then you can do that.
Okay, thanks, Raj. I think I'll thank you for that information. I'll call you after. Okay. I'm done thinking about it. Okay, love you.
Okay, love.
Oh, he hung up on you.
He hung up on himself.
Wait, he didn't even said love.
First of all, you have such a loving stepdad. I'm so jealous. Like, that was so sweet.
You don't even have a stepdad. Like, I don't even have one.
I want one now. He brought up such a great point. I forgot that leased cars, like, have more value than they ever have in, like, the universe of leased cars. Yes. Like, this might be.
You secretly know the most about cars, Esther, and you're just not spilling it.
She does know a lot. She's tip-tapping. I told you, she's always keeping notes.
I forgot, though, that there you might be able to get more, like, value for it. The dealers might be so fucking grateful that you're bringing them something back that they might cut you a better deal than usual because they need cars. Remember, they're out of chips. Yeah. Like, there's no cars. You are sitting on a pretty penny.
Also, the person who would fix it, just heads up, is a friend of a guy.
Let's
do you know what I mean? So it's not like, it's like, I'm not going to be going to, like, I'm getting the cheapest. He's going to figure his ways out. But the last time I took it there, I did have an extra dent where I was like, where did this dent come from? Mm-hmm. He got rid of the other ones. And then there was one where I was like, that's a weird one.
I don't know where we land, Annie, on this, but I think that maybe we get it fixed. My They're hands. Pretty.
No, your fingernails.
Oh, God, my hands are so
Did
sweaty.
You get these for the Schultzers?
No, I got these 3 weeks ago and they're still holding
they're
strong.
So cute.
Thank
How
you,
was
guys.
It? I was flagry.
It was good. It was, we were just talking about that. Like, he's so fast.
Yeah.
That you're like, you almost are like, what just happened?
And then, like, move to another thing. You're like, what are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think that we've been able to, we need collectively to go back and ask him some more questions.
Yeah.
Because
there were a follow up episode.
Yeah. Follow up episode.
Flagrant too. We thought that meant you get two
tries.
Yeah. Two yeah. Episodes.
Right. Right. I want to ask you guys a question. On TikTok, I came across this woman talking about the one thing that she will never do in her life, and that's to cohabitate with a man. She's like, I'm in a long, you know, I'm a long-term, very loving relationship, but the one thing I will never do is live with a man because she believes that there's just no way for how deep the patriarchy has existed.
I love this.
For women to really, or for a man and a woman to really live in, like, harmony together.
Okay. Todd is 10 years younger than me, so 11 years younger than me. So there's chances are you would think he's going to die after me, right?
Yeah.
They will find us like it's Pompeii, okay? We will be together. I will be clung to him. There's not a fucking chance. He doesn't get a separate room. There's no man cave. There's a couch in his office that I sit on when
so
he's
So are
working.
You insinuating?
I'm insinuating that this lady's batshit fucking crazy.
But are you also insinuating that if you know you're going to die,
I'm
going to
kill
him.
Yes,
I will
take him.
That's what I was
But Todd for. Lives an unhealthy lifestyle for me because he's trying to, like, even out
Meet
our
you
age.
Where you're at. Yeah. But also a really good thing is that if you have a terminal disease, why don't you just travel to a volcano site and actually die?
I would like to be
from
ashes.
Lava.
I don't want to together. Pay for the, I don't want my parents to have to pay for the cremation.
Just jump
I'll
in.
I'll become
No, but you'll be fossilized in some way, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you just get magma on you and Todd holding each other. Oh. That's so romantic.
I do like the idea of dying next to the loved one.
Oh, did you see The Notebook and it just, you were like, this is the only way?
The Notebook was flashing through my head as I was saying it, but I was like, did this happen?
Let's talk about Just Egg. It is the most delicious food I've ever tried. I don't understand how it's so good.
Your parents are vegan.
So my parents are completely plant-based and they tried Just Egg and they were, like, literally singing and dancing. It's so good. And that's how I felt when I first tried it because they were using it actually on the set at iCarly. Like, they had plant-based options for people and they made these breakfast wraps. I was like, this is the best breakfast wrap I've ever had. I'm not kidding you. It's so good. And they make them in these little like squares. So they're easy. You just open it up, heat it up, add it to a breakfast sandwich. And it's like your own little like Egg McMuffin at home.
It's super fluffy. It's cholesterol free. I'm an egg freak. So I had trepidations about it. I was like, wait, is it going to taste?
Yeah,
Kalila, but it is. It tastes just like an egg. It's fluffy. I make my quiches. I make my scrambles, my omelets. It's really good
stuff. You don't have to worry about a feather in there or a beak.
I say that it tastes, I think it tastes better than eggs. I definitely stand by that. And also the convenience of it and the fact that my parents can eat it because they're plant-based. It just tastes good. I highly recommend it, especially if you're looking to make more plant-based choices. It's such a good, easy way to like get that going.
And you don't have to worry about cracking it open and it was twins. You don't have to have that guilt as a twin looking at the twin eggs. Like, did I just eat myself?
You guys, show off the new cholesterol-free you by buying a bottle of Just Egg today and doing the planet a solid all at the same time.
Just Egg, really good eggs.
My family is, they're big wine drinkers. And I think there's no better gift to give a family who loves wine than a box of Bright Cellars. It's really cool. They curate a box for you, it comes with a pamphlet basically that describes what region each wine is from. You can pick and choose what kind of wines you're into. So if you're like a Malbec person, or if you like Shiraz, or if you like Sauvignon Blanc, you can basically handpick which ones you want to send your family. And I think it's just the easiest way to sort of make yourself like a sommelier. Like, the amount of wine information I know because of Bright Cellars is astounding.
Dude, so Dave doesn't know it yet, but I went to their site and I filled out the quiz and I was very impressed with how it works, because they ask you like, what kind of flavors do you like? It has nothing to do with wine. It's like, do you like dark chocolate? Do you like milk chocolate? Like, they ask you all these questions and I know Dave, so I could answer for him. And he's now going to, and he prefers only red wine, so I put that in too. So now he's going to get a box of like these curated to his taste special wines. And I also clicked like, be risky, like take big swings. Like, I want to be adventurous. So I'm just so excited for him to get that gift of like these wines curated for him and for his taste.
I also think this is the best way, if you're just starting to learn about wines, this is the best way to learn about different kinds of wines from different regions and sort of like figure out what you really like. And it's like, you open the box and sometimes you can leave it up to them. There's an option where you leave it up to them and say, hey, surprise me. Like Esther said, you know, you want to be adventurous.
As three fine wines, getting better with age. We are very happy to be sponsored by this company. It's so cool. It's such a good present to get people.
The great thing about Bright Cellars too is that it's super affordable. You can get six bottles of wine for just $55. That's freaking unheard of. And the quality of these wines are amazing.
And wine is such a classy gift that it's a way to like give that gift more personalized and not still have to spend too much money.
Bright Cellars is giving our followers 50% off their first six bottle box. That's six bottles for just $55. A crazy value, you guys. Follow the link to take the quiz and get started today.
You guys can use our link and get 50% off your first six bottle box for $55 plus taxes. Bright Cellars is the monthly wine club that matches you with wine that you will love. Get started by taking the taste palette quiz to see your personalized matches.
Maybe it's true love.
This is making me think of this fact that I learned like years ago about Tim Burton and, is it Helena Bonham Carter? Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Had a baby and it's you?
They, thank you. Or fuck you.
No, not fuck you, you weird little thing.
No, I totally agree. They live in, at least when they were together, they were living in houses next to each other.
Yeah.
I'm very pro separate living quarters, because then it's like you have the option to sleep over and sleep in the same bed and everything whenever you want. But when you have separate spaces to go to, then you can come back refreshed.
I know what it is.
What?
You're such a psycho. You love sleepovers so much that you will make Dave have his own room so it feels like a sleepover every night. I'm on to you, bitch. I'm on to you.
Helena.
Esther's eight forever. No. You're older. You're 13 forever.
Thank you. We really needed you at the Schultz podcast because he was saying, he was basically accusing me of being fake gay, like faking.
I wish.
We really needed you in that moment.
No, it's real. I've known you so long. It's so real that I don't even know if it's comfortable for me to talk about in the status of your relationship right now. You've been chasing pretty girl, like chasing them around since I met you. Like she's, Esther's perfect up your skirt height too. She's just an upskirt. But you know, I could see people thinking you're, what is it? What did we find out the word? Gay?
Queer baiting?
Queer baiting.
Yeah.
But you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just a moment where I was like, if Annie were here, you'd be fucked, Schultz.
I'll get him. Don't worry. Schultz, did she come after my girls?
Helena Bonham Carter said something that like changed my life forever, like my perception of relationships. When her and Tim Burton split up, she said, just because it ended doesn't mean it wasn't a success.
Hmm.
And I'm
that gave me chills.
Yeah, because then I thought of all my previous relationships. You always think of like exes as being like, oh, this horrible thing that happened. And I'm like, no, that was such a like years of learning about yourself, life living with experience. Someone else.
I don't think anyone would accuse you of thinking that of your exes being gone from your life. You're like, you always think back on them as, should I call them and ask them how my asshole tastes? No, but it is. I had like kind of this weird like spiritual breakthrough this week that was like, I almost feel like such a nerd talking about it because it's so crazy, but I just realized how much of my life is like attachment, you know, like I'm so attached to outcomes, like being mad in traffic, being mad, like any sort of anger is because I have this expectation that I think has to happen. And it's like, by doing that, it's like I'm setting myself up for failure because it's never going to go the way I want it to go. I'm tensing myself up. I'm stressing myself out. I'm like losing my life by doing that.
Yeah.
And so I've just been, anytime something comes up, I'm like, what am I like, what is it that I'm like attached to? Like, what am I doing? Like, what am I focusing on? I just was like feeling so lonely in DC because I had been so sick this past couple weeks. Like,
that's right. Wait,
I had been so fucking sick. Like, I almost canceled DC.
COVID and then you had this horrible cold like 2 weeks after.
No, well, COVID was over Christmas and then.
So like a month and a half.
This cold was, yeah. But this cold's been crazy.
Do you think it's long COVID?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because it's
My sister is really sick right now, and she had COVID a couple months ago.
Maybe.
I wonder if it's just that like mask mandates are getting removed, and like now the colds are back, and they're better than ever, or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's just a regular, but it was like it just you forget. It just stayed for fucking ever. It was just like, and it just it's like you're tired because your body's just like working on this weird saliva snot.
I just feel for anyone that has cold symptoms because I feel like I was always sick in high school. And I just, that feeling when your throat is sore and you're stuffy, it just makes life miserable. But then the day after the cold, it's like the best day ever because you feel normal.
Yeah, but with how long the cold is, you keep thinking the next day is the day. You're like, this is going to be the day. And then you're like, it's still not the fucking day. But again, that's attachment. And then I was in hot yoga yesterday, and I usually go in the back so I don't look at myself because I'm like picking my body apart and stuff.
Oh, that's, I always say that about yoga. I go to studios that don't have mirrors.
Yeah, you don't want to like,
I don't want a mirror in
front of
me.
Looking at myself like that. But then I went in and I was like, you know what? I feel good about myself. I'm going to go to the front. And as I was doing yoga, I was like, oh, I look great. And then I went, you know what? This judgment's killing me too. So it's like, I have to love my body and look at it with no judgment, whether it's good or bad, because our bodies are moving too. They're never gonna, we have no control over how they look and stuff. So it's like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I just was like, I have to just like that is my body.
That is literally advice verbatim that Dave has given me. And we know Dave is the father of the podcast. Yes. He's the grown up. He was like, you can't, if you have good reviews, you can't, like, you can't take them in because then the bad reviews will also, you'll also have to take them in.
You have to just like exist. And then you can't, like, I was thinking about then also if I'm like, oh, I look so good, that's vanity, right? Like, that's my ego. I just was realizing how ego driven I was being. And so it's like, and it's hard in our job, obviously. It's like kind of.
I do this other thing where it's, I push for the self-compliments regardless of how I'm feeling. It's almost like the fake it till you make it. So if I look at the mirror, I'm not particularly happy with how I'm going to utter the words anyways and say, you look great.
Well, because also like, your judgment on whether you look good or not isn't necessarily correct because you've just made up what you're
about. Right. And I always tell myself I'm able-bodied, I'm strong, I'm breathing, I look fucking amazing. Yeah. Like, and that's, it only happened in the last year. I could not get myself to do that for a really long time because I'm like, oh, it's such a fucking lie. Yeah. But then my therapist was like, just try it. Yeah. Just try to like improve your self-talk, even on the worst days, and see where that takes you. And I'm telling you, like, it has done wonders. Yeah. Like I am convincing my body, because my body listens to what's coming out of my mouth.
Right.
You know, so it responds to that. So even if I don't believe it, my body will believe it.
My love handles are listening to what's going in my mouth too.
We are tapping into something crazy though, because I know it's two different things but that's like you're training your subconscious mm-hmm. to believe good things about you so that you feel good right. about yourself.
Because the bad thoughts are actually just bad habits. So yeah. It's just like, you know, we learn when we're little from whatever our like childhood trauma is. Everyone has it. You know, you just like learn to like hate on yourself in these little ways that just becomes completely the way that you look at yourself all the time.
You don't even need childhood trauma for that. What about like turn on the TV, open a magazine?
Well, I mean, yeah, like that is fucking child. I mean, the trauma of being a child, I guess. Yeah. But also like, that's so funny. You're like watching cartoons. You're like, I'll never look like that. It's like, well, you fished your wish. You actually look exactly like one. You actually look fucking exactly like a fucking Looney Tune. The only person in the world that made that wish happen. You and Brandon Wardell.
My manifesting powers.
Another thing I saw on TikTok is that possibly, and we don't know for sure, but are thin eyebrows coming back?
Do you think because of the Pam and Tommy thing?
I don't know. But I think it's with the Y2K 90s look coming back.
I don't mind it.
Are we going to overpluck again?
No.
We can't overpluck. We would have to literally do the putty over our eyes and then draw them on. We can't overpluck. I can't. I went back to Aruna yesterday. She says hello.
Oh, God. We have the same eyebrow lady.
Oh, fine. I almost feel like our version of that trend, because I never saw this growing up, but you see a lot now where people will paint or dye their brows like nude or, you know, so it looks like your skin. Maybe we couldn't just do that. It's like a temporary fix.
I just feel like the thin eyebrows, we kind of learned from our mistakes. Are we really going to let our children? But I feel like my mom was like, stop plucking.
Yeah, same.
Maybe that's a part of motherhood, is to tell your kids to not pluck their eyebrows.
Yeah, I don't know what I've done right in this life, but God did allow my eyebrows to grow back. And I'm forever thankful, because I have friends whose eyebrows never grew back.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And I overplucked. I mean, I have pictures where the left brow is just completely gone. I had maybe three hairs.
We couldn't ever do it
even.
I don't know why. Yeah. I've never seen one person that plucked their eyebrows the right way.
I was like a stressed out parrot. That's how much I plucked my eyebrows. I just kept going.
And you always spermed it out. You didn't mean to, but you always had the little spermies where it like went yeah. up. It's like, it just looks so bad.
What are the spermies?
When they look like little sperms, when it would like go up a little. Do you remember?
It's like rounded out right here.
Why is that sperm like?
Because it looks like
sperm. Looks like sperm.
Not our sperm. It's not like all crusty and Esther doesn't look at Go-Go. She just bathes in it.
Well, you can't actually. I'm
when it's on your lower back, how do you see it?
I'm actually almost triggered by this, because I, when I was younger, thought you could actually see the sperm swimming around and was very disappointed that you can't. Because I was like, oh my
God. That's the greatest way to get pregnant. You're like, I didn't see any of the sperm. I looked.
There was none in that one. I literally was like, I want to get it in a cup and like keep them as pets.
What do you call it? Like sea monkeys?
Oh my God. Sea sperm. Okay. New trash tank.
Yeah. Trash tank idea.
I'm listening.
Carlos, you jizz in a fucking thing. We put water and we send it to the fans.
And then we make little necklaces with your sperm inside a vial.
We'll get the little, we'll do that. And then we'll get like little tanks, and we'll get all the little things from like fish tanks that you can get, like the little treasure chest and stuff. And it just is splooge around. Oh.
Well, it's like house decoration, so it's like a little sperm aquarium.
Would you guys
buy
that?
This is what I wanted.
This is the type of trash tank idea you're looking for?
Oh, my God.
We got to do that. I like how they're all just cum ideas. Just our cum line.
Everything relates to cum.
They're an on brand. We were all cum at one point.
We should send them empty for the squirters, the future squirters. And then you guys just try to like really, girls, just try to really squeeze out
the sperm. Isn't that weird, Esther? We were all just cum.
Yeah.
We're just cum.
You're just, that's such sack. A good thing to say. Someone to diss them, it's like, you're just cum.
Like, they'll be like, so you're just adult cum.
I always think about that, how we could have just been a cum. Crunchy sock. We could have just been on a sock.
cum that grew up. I know. That's like, that will send me down such a spiral thinking that way. I can't go there.
Imagine how dirty the sock would have been. How jacked up that fucking sock.
Well, because I was conceived on a one shot.
One shot, like, one kill?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's like, I'm like, does that
that's what the Eminem song's about? That's so crazy.
Like, no one was trying.
They call her the 8 Mile.
Oh God, I think I was my dad's like last set of splooge. Like his final. Last burst of cum. Yeah, because he was like in his 60s.
It came out so well. I'm so proud of him.
Yeah, well, you know, the insides are melting a little bit. But I really
that
do think that.
That happened afterwards. That happened afterwards.
You think what? You were the last shot?
Yeah, and I think that's why I'm a swimmer.
Wow.
I won the race of his last like cum blast, you know?
You knew this was the final chance.
Yeah.
And you're a twin, which is a whole other thing. Like, what does that even mean? What kind of sperm is that?
It's two eggs. I think it was two different eggs at the same time.
Two different.
Because we're fraternal.
Oh, yeah. So it's
identical
two separate
is the
eggs.
Same yeah. egg and the.
So it's, does that mean two sperm, like there were two
There's
at
just
once?
No way. I've seen my brother run. There's no way he was there at the same time as me. Do you know what I mean? It's like. He's so much slower than me. I just took all the nutrients. Like, I just fucking, you know how I monopolize conversations? Imagine the womb. This is not new.
Wait, that's so crazy that you shared the womb with someone. Like, you're the worst candidate for a womb roommate, a roommate.
Did you come out first or did he?
He came out first, but I came out feet first, which means I literally kicked him out.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Well, you made him like stretch it out first so you could just go out easy.
I said, stretch this bitch out. She was walking like a cowgirl at the end.
That
like,
is a very boss move. So you just flew out of there.
Yeah, it was our first threesome. But I came out, I always imagined my head was still this big and they had to like pull me out like that. I don't know why.
Have you guys ever sat next to like a big celebrity on any flights? And what do you do? What's the proto?
This was before I flew first. By the way, I somehow got myself back into coach.
What do you mean somehow?
I ended up back in coach. My subconscious was like, you don't deserve this. And I went back to coach. And then I was like, flying's terrible. And I was like freaking out. And I was like, because I hit status. And then
Yes.
So then I did the thing where I was like, oh, I'll just get the regular ticket and then I'll get upgraded. And then I never get upgraded. Mm. So
it's competitive out there for the upgrades.
Yeah, I'm just paying it. I don't give a shit. I don't need the crusty upgrades. I walked into an airplane right now. This was actually so incredible. And everyone in front of me was like, we're still in the first class little area. And everyone in front of me was going, oh my God. And they were looking over to the left. They're like, oh my God. And I saw it was Benicio del Toro. Okay. And I was like, that's amazing. And then I was seeing them go a couple more seats and then I'm like, ugh. And they were looking at Clay Aiken on the right. I was so like, wow, fame is fickle. There is.
Well, on my red eye to New York, I sat next to Blake Griffin.
Wow.
And I know that he is like a fan comedy, yeah. Right? Like he's part of you guys' like world. He does the roast. I know that he knows Santino and whatnot. And I was in my Sleepover by Esther tie-dye sweater. And you know how there's a separator between you can separate.
Yeah.
And I usually am always the first one to separate. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to see you, like breathe you in, whatever. But then I was like,
I'll smell that seat.
Well, then I was like, oh, I don't want to be rude. So I never like put it up. And I was like, oh, if he puts it up, I'm going to be really kind of offended.
Yeah.
But he never did. But then we just, you know, slept side by side with just a little plastic thing between us.
Oh my God. There's right? like a mutual attractive respect. Like,
you guys were like, if one makes a move, maybe, but.
Yeah, but like I never say anything to any like celebrities ever. So I was just like, you know what? I know Carlos was like, you know, maybe like invite him on Trash Tuesday. I was like, I don't think I can do that.
Carlos was producing behind the scenes.
Yeah. And then on
Guys,
my way
that's
back.
That's where you need the chatty one.
That's so true.
She pushes me. Esther always makes me do things like that. Esther so just true. Sends me to do the work.
If we were on that flight, we would have
been
fucking
done.
Crashed
I would have been
first
like,
class.
We saw the Nikki Glaser thing with you and Nikki. Did it ever happen? Did you guys bang? I would have known every detail.
I should have texted you guys so I could have had like an opening line. But on my way back, it was Oscar Isaac.
What?
Wow.
And Carlos spotted him before me.
Wait, of course I feel like Carlos, I feel like you're obsessed with Oscar Isaac.
I know. I went to the bathroom.
His knees
and
buckled.
And jerked off.
I was actually starstruck. He was so handsome in person, and I texted.
Did your pants get tight?
Did he get tight? You don't gain weight when you get a boner.
Okay. You kind of do. You kind of do. I've never had one. I've never had one butt inside me, but.
Only if you strap it up upwards on your belt line. I think I did really struggle with penis envy, like more so than the average kid, though. My parents did think for 1 second that I might go like a certain direction, which they would have been fine with. But until I was a teenager, I was like, God, I wish I had a dick. I want a dick.
What? I hated dresses. I was a tomboy when I was little, but I definitely never like thought I wanted a penis.
Yeah, I had major penis envy.
You didn't have a penis around.
That's correct.
You just had your dad. Like, there were so many penises around.
Yeah,
they just seemed so convenient.
I was a Plinko chip.
Yeah, and especially I remember
when
I finally got my period, even more. The penis envy was even greater because I was just like, this
the
is
amount of how unfair.
Let me die. Yeah.
How old were you when you got your period?
14.
14. I was 11. And how old were you? 22?
I think I was like 12 or 13. I know, yeah. I was in sixth grade and I felt like I wanted it because like a friend had it and then I wanted it to be like my friend. And then obviously, yeah, you didn't want it.
No, my parents would tell me that as soon as you got your period that I would peak. My athletic abilities would peak.
That's so fucked
and
up.
And so I prayed every day. I was like, please, I don't want my period. Please, I don't want my period. So when I got my period, it was devastating to
that
me.
That makes athletics so psychotic.
It is psychotic. They believed then. It was like, well, she's got a shelf life after she, you know, matures, becomes a lady. You know, her body is going to change. Her speed in the water is going to change. It was like all this bullshit that they fed me. But when I got it, I cried for a whole week. Same with my sister. I cry every week,
every time I have my period.
I'll never forget in junior high, it was my first bad period. And I'm sure I've told you guys this because it's such a memory. I was wearing short overalls and I bled through, but that's not.
What color were the jeans?
Jean. But I ripped down, I was in so much pain. I ripped down all the guys off my wall because I had magazine cutouts of like girls and guys and everybody, all my favorite stuff. I ripped the guys down and I kept the girls up. I was like,
I would
fuck
pay
this.
$1 million for a video of that. Of your fucking, what's her Lee Cook? What's her name?
Rachel Lee Cook.
Rachel Lee Cook, like drug ad version where you're just ripping the things down.
Let's talk about BetterHelp because you know what? All of us, every person in this room has fucked up mental health, myself included. I'll be the first in line and I would be nothing without therapy, without help. And that is why I'm so proud that we work with BetterHelp.
I'll be the first online because I'm not waiting in line anymore. I'm going online to BetterHelp, okay? I don't want to wait in line. I don't want to wait in a waiting room with a bunch of other crazy people.
Like
I want to be like Esther. You don't want to run into Esther at the therapy office. You go in, the therapist is crying. You're like, why are you crying? It's just so good from the comfort of your own home. You get to switch in and out which therapist you want.
I think that is true. Like I can't. This is what I used to hate. I make a therapist appointment and now I have to drive and sit in an hour of LA traffic to go there.
Parking. You didn't even
mention
parking.
Think about parking. Think about, I am going in stressed.
Yeah,
as
I'm
hell.
Going to therapy to get over my issues with parking.
That's how they keep you.
Yeah, don't get me triggered on the way in.
We want you to check out betterhelp.com/trashtuesday because mental health is a priority for all of us for 2022. And you really can't do it alone. You really need some help. And if you're not someone that wants to do the annoying things of going in person, BetterHelp has got you covered.
Do not let it be 2020 blue. Let it be 2020
rose.
Oh, and you know what option I like too is that sometimes I don't want to do the video call. So I just do the phone call with a therapist. Sometimes I'm looking extra, it's just I'm not feeling like I want to be face to face with somebody. And I love that they have a journal feature. So if it's 5 days until my next therapy appointment and I'm having big feelings, that I can just write them down in my journal and we can talk about it in my next appointment. I love that you can communicate with a therapist in just under 48 hours. That quickly, you can switch therapists as well.
Yeah,
if
that's
sometimes
important.
It's not a match, and without guilt, you could be like, "All right, I'm gonna go on to the next one and see if this one works."
And it can be awkward to have to switch in person, and like this way, it makes it so much easier. And I do want to also, most importantly, point out that it is an affordable option for therapy because we all have those people in our lives that we are like, you need therapy. And then they tell you, I can't afford it.
Right.
This is an affordable option, and that's important to have. And so I think you can always present this to someone in your life if they're saying they don't have the money to do it. I would say, hey, oh, I just learned
so,
about this.
It would be so annoying if you did that. I would be so annoyed if I was like coming up with my excuses to not go to therapy and you were like, actually.
It's affordable. You can't afford it, bitch. Now I'm like, actually, should I sign all everyone in my family up for this?
I have.
We want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor, BetterHelp.com/TrashTuesday. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TrashTuesday. Let's talk about Nutrafol, because I learned about it actually from you, Kalila. And I love that it helps me feel and like have fuller hair.
Well, when I turned 30, the hair just fell off my head. I didn't know why. It could have been hormonal changes. I was just getting off the pill. But regardless,
it's
annoying
it didn't happen when you were swimming. You would have been much faster.
But you know, I thought about that too, because I had long-term chlorine exposure because I was a swimmer for so long. So my hair was wrecked. But when I discovered Nutrafol, I couldn't be happier with a product. It's not something that, you know, fixes your head overnight, or this isn't an overnight fix. This is something that if you commit to for a couple months, you will see results. I know I have. I'm so thankful that I found this product years ago and I have not missed a day.
I just had no clue that your hair aged. I just like didn't know that was a thing.
Well,
I look back on pictures of myself in my early 20s, it's like my hair was so like shiny and full. I had no clue. I thought it was thin, and you know how your brain does that. But now it's like, it's so amazing that I'm like, I'm kind of like taking back the night with my hair, you know?
And you know what I thought too is that, oh, these baby hairs just stay baby. No, when I started taking Nutrafol, my baby hairs grew out. All these tiny little things that I thought, well, they'll just sort of stay that way.
Yeah.
They grew out.
My baby hairs are still, they're like in kindergarten now. They're moving up.
Honestly, like the people who take this the most in my life are men. It's for women too. I take it too, but Carlos is taking it. Dave is taking it.
Let's wait for Carlos to take it for a little while before we start telling people Carlos is taking it.
But look at how thick.
Yeah, but for the past 15 years. That's the pill you really shouldn't forget, Carlos.
Esther's right. They do have a formulation for men as well.
Yeah.
You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com/trash to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it is only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com/trash.
This actually changed the course of humanity
as
well.
This is the real vibe
shift. This was the vibe shift. I was on stage, my first show on Friday in DC, which I had a great fucking time. It was so fun. Audiences were amazing. I'm on stage. I'm wearing jeans. They're not the darkest jeans, but they're not the lightest jeans either. I'm on stage and I hear some girl go, oh my God, her pussy's sweating.
To you?
It's wet. She goes, oh my God, did she pee herself or something? Like, I looked down. I had my Fergie moment. It wasn't that bad, but it was like just the level of the stage she was looking. And then I go, oh my God. And I like looked down and it was like just sweating from, you know.
The inguinal region, which
where,
is
where
normal.
Where was it wet?
It was just wet.
I mean, wait, your pussy doesn't sweat when you work out? Because my pussy sweats.
I'm not sweaty like you guys. I'm just not.
I thought you were going to say, I've never worked out.
It takes a lot for me to sweat.
Oh, I sweat and there.
I know. I can't stop.
I sweat everywhere.
So then I was like, oh my God, it's so embarrassing. I had another show, but the green room at this club is a fucking hotel room. So it had one of those little hair dryers. So I got this guy, my videographer filmed me. I'm going to make a clip for it for Instagram. Drying my pussy in between shows.
Yeah.
It was so embarrassing. It was not the end of the show either. It was definitely the beginning of the show.
Yeah. I'm a pussy sweater. I'm with you, Annie. I feel that pain.
I have swamp puss.
Yeah, like after
it's
yoga,
swampy,
it's just the whole thing is wet right here.
But this was like, you know.
But why
you
would she announce it like that? Oh my God, her pussy sweating.
Yeah, people are drunk. I don't know. But that's, like, I was like, I'm not mad at you. I hate you, but I'm not mad at you. I forgive you.
I had a moment like that I think like made me afraid of bathing suits for my whole life was when I was in middle school. I like was at the public pool, took off my cover up, and like girls from my junior high were like, I didn't know she was fat. And it like I learned in therapy, like, that's why I didn't own a swimsuit for 20 years. Like, it really.
You just went naked.
But like, that's so when you weird. Overhear what someone says, and to them, they're just like making a comment, and it will fuck you up.
And it's so hard too, because it's like, you know, you look at it now as a grown up and you're like, oh, I wish I could have known to not like attach myself to that like insult. But how you can't teach a kid that.
You don't have the
that.
Tools.
And you can't, you can tell people, grown ups probably tried to tell us this type of shit all the time.
Well, like, mine didn't. Your dad no one like. Attempted to help at all.
You know how Annie, you mentioned splooge on Esther's back earlier?
Yeah.
I have a photograph that I've been unable to delete. I usually delete a lot of like sex pictures with exes and whatnot. But there's this picture of just
do you upload
cum
them first?
On my back.
Do you upload them first to the iCloud? Yeah. You're not deleting the bitch. I know you.
I have. There's this picture of someone else's cum on my back that I've physically cannot get myself to delete.
Why?
What do you think is the psychology behind that?
Do you just look really hot in it?
I do look hot, but also it's so much cum.
Oh, that's cool. It's like, yeah. Well, sometimes I'll let's.
Yeah, it's good work on my end, right?
You know, guys are always like, do you want to see my shit? You know?
Yeah.
Every what? Guy's. You have not had a. You do have. Guys always want to show you shit. They're always sending each other texts of their fucking toilet shit. They yes. get like proud of their mess.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes there is a shit that's worth seeing. Do you know what I mean?
No one's ever sent you their shit, Esther?
Or tried to?
No, but like, I know the concept of like, I'll get like bloody. Pads from my college friends. Look
ew,
at how
no, wait, that's weird.
Bloody, you know, look at this
you have
blood
the girl
clot.
Version.
Yeah.
It is weird when it comes out. You're like, is that egg yolk? What
it's really, the clots are freaky.
It's wild.
So do I never delete this thing? Or
no, keep it. I love make that for you. I see.
Oh my God. Let's make it our new logo. It's our logo go.
I say you literally have it framed and like put it in your house.
As in the
like,
bathroom.
It is pretty
artistic.
In a room
that Bobby doesn't go in.
Maybe just
can
turn
we see it
black. Yeah, I'll show it to you.
I can't believe I almost didn't ask to see it. Esther,
good
you
call.
Fucked up.
I know, I was.
You were like confused. You yeah. were thinking about period blood. You were like, I just only want to talk about vaginas. You're talking about dick.
Yeah, because the cum part, I'm like, well, because you guys were talking about sweaty vaginas, it did make me think of my own version of that, which is like, you know when, I can't believe I'm doing this. You know when like
let go. This is how you're gonna squirt. Just let go.
You know when like you release some I wanna go home. You know when your underwear gets wet?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And like
discharge?
Yes, discharge, thank you. And then you have to like put the like you peed and then the, like you have to put your underwear back on and now it's like all wet because there was discharge.
Yeah.
Like that sucks.
Yeah. I actually made an executive decision in my life where I'm going to buy like fully new underwear every month. I'm doing it every month because why? I'm like, I have money now. Why am I putting on these crusty, I mean, not dirty.
Do you not have laundry?
No, I clean them, but maybe I just wear them once because I was on the road and I was like just bloodying up all my underwear. I was just fucking it up. And then I was like in the sink washing and I went, no, they're going in the trash.
Oh, I throw underwear away a lot.
I'm done. I'm throwing it.
Oh,
I'm always
what?
Throwing it away. I'm not washing.
Because
I'm not saving.
I don't throw it away new, but if I destroy it, I've made a new decision. Like I don't need to hold on to these stained whole.
They don't have to be stained. You guys, it is so satisfying to run it under hot water and see,
to
all,
see all
the
blood come out. Yeah, I like putting it in the shower
water.
With me.
No hot water. And also you can use peroxide.
Yeah, you can't use hot water because it makes it set.
Yeah, cold water for blood.
Oh, no, mine goes off and then I use extra peroxide.
She does it
it's such
right
a
away.
Fun thing. And you do shout.
Oh, the peroxide when it bubbles up?
Yeah, and then you use a little bit of shout. It's such like a ritual for me.
Trash tank. We have an event where everyone shows up with their bloody underwear and we take it out. We wash it all together.
And you make Kalila wash all of them.
Yeah.
Esther's like, and I'm over here just watching you guys. You have to be bottomless.
I'm
you
ready
take
to
take it off your own bodies.
I'm ready to present to you the cum photo. Okay. I think I'm just more in awe of how much cum it is,
oh,
ultimately.
Lord.
I'm going to tell you why you like it once I see it. Oh, it's because you look so hot.
I know it. Let me see.
Oh, my God. You look like...
Give it to me.
She looks glazed. You literally look like a glazed donut. Esther, I don't know if you're ready for this.
Show it to me.
No.
Is it like a...
Delete it. Never let her see it.
No. Let's
see how long she'll go.
No, that's not fair.
I don't know if I can see it.
It's okay. I don't... I
mean, this is like...
Give it
Isn't
to me.
Isn't it a lot of cum?
It's a lot of ass.
I do a confession.
But look at
this little body.
Oh my God, Kalila. Isn't it butt? that position.
Look at how she's falling in love. Why are you making it so loving?
Don't zoom in all the way.
I know what you're looking for. I know what you're looking for.
You're looking for my labia from the back.
Back labia. Let me see it.
There is. I see some.
There is back labia. Of course. I'm engorged, you guys.
That is a hot photo. Do not delete that. Dear Dave.
Is there labes back
labia? It's over.
I want it. Let's go for clams.
Dear Dave, saw Kalila's ass. Goodbye.
You wanted it? The split, the fact that it like kind of like went everywhere.
Yeah, I was expecting a puddle.
Did it go like this in front of it? So it like, what is that called when you like lawnmower your vomit? Like if someone throws it in the car like this and then it just sprays out, the lawnmower is jizz.
What is this?
Is that lawnmower? It's something else. Like what is it called?
Sprinkler.
Sprinkler.
Yeah. I was like, the lawnmower? That sounds like he's going to grind
Esther,
his dick off.
Esther, did you put something in your calendar the day you dumped Dave? The end of my marriage.
Dear diary.
If I get engaged, will you get married? Will you actually do it or are you going
to
not?
Then no, because then what I'll say is I'm waiting for Annie to get married. And then I'll get, because that's what they I did to my childhood it, yeah. best friend.
But then she did get married.
No, she's having a second wedding.
To try to get you to get married.
Probably.
Also, never believe me when I say, oh, I'll have a kid when you have a kid. I Why? Won't do it.
Why?
No, it's like, yeah, it's like, let's get matching tattoos. You go first.
That's like when my best friend said, I'll quit smoking if you stop purging your food, because I was bulimic for a little bit. She's like, I'll quit smoking. And so I was so just keen on like, I was like, she has to stop smoking. She was smoking 2 packs a day. And then I stopped purging and then she never quit smoking.
Oh my God. My dad paid me $1,000 once when I quit smoking.
He did?
Yeah.
That's interesting. How old? Like, I would be so embarrassed.
No, I was like 16.
Oh, okay.
It was like when I was a teenager, when I was like $1,000. Was like, yeah, I quit for like, until I was like in college. Like I was like, once I like
till all the money was gone.
If I moved to another, I mean, the next day. I bought so much weed with that.
That night?
I was like, does this count as smoking, Dad? No, but yeah, no, I figured once I moved to college, it was like, I can smoke again. I moved out of the state. It wasn't forever.
Do you know at the Bronx Zoo, you can name a roach after someone?
Let's go.
It's like a name a roach program. What? I was thinking that maybe we could all maybe apply for that.
Yes. I would love that.
You know how you can send your name to Mars as well in those little coins? Well, this is different. We can name a roach after each other.
Carlos, can you get on this?
Yeah. He's like, I'm looking at pictures of Isaac. What's his name?
Isaac Oscar.
Was
Isaac
he
Oscar.
So was hot, like, Carlos?
He was. It's alarming that you're in show business and don't know his name, Annie.
There's so many two names. If you have two first names, it's going to take me. It's going to take me 3 years to learn. On the site. Well, I guess I knew him from the cat one, but I didn't like the cat movie. What was
What's
the movie
the
we were looking for? The cat
movie.
Oh, was that the Coen Brothers
That's
one?
When he came out. Like, he was, like, his first big, where he, like, Simon really, Davis. Yeah, that was his first, like, starring role. I didn't like it.
That was a little slow for
I might
me.
Like it if I rewatched it, but I think it's my narcissism because I'm not good at music. So when something's about music, I'm like.
It's my narcissism, too, because if it's just about a guy, then I'm like, I don't really, I'm bored.
It's like men watching our comedy. It's a woman. But, yeah, I think I want to just start throwing my underwear out and.
Will you just send them to me? I'll get them cleaned for you.
You know, speaking of seeing celebrities, a couple years ago, I was in the Netflix building and this man walked past me and I could not believe how well dressed he was, wearing like a very clean, simple black sweatshirt with black jeans. And he was very tall and fit. And I was just like, that man is so well put together. And I look up and it was Jay-Z.
That always happens because you see the clothes for your, because famous people are so,
they just,
all of them, but
he
some
just
people
looked,
glow.
He looked like he's, a star without even seeing his
he's
face.
Like the big, he's one of the biggest stars in the world. So it's like, yeah, you see the aura first. You see.
That's
the,
what Marc Maron said when he did Tiger Belly. He's like, some people really are just shiny. And you mm-hmm. meet them, like you meet certain stars and you're like, oh, I know why you were a star.
Yeah.
Like there are people that really just have that essence about them and they're meant for television. They're meant to be seen. They're
and
meant
some,
to be on stage.
And some are a little
tattered.
Tattered. And they're meant for podcasts. Right. We're tarnished.
Mm-hmm.
We're shiny, but we're working on getting
but some there's some stuff on top. There's some go-go we have to get off of us.
We're a little too real looking, is what I'll say. That's a positive spin.
I think we glow. I think the three of us glow. I've been seeing you all over fucking billboards, Esther. It makes me so excited.
Oh my goodness.
You look so hot in that billboard too.
Really? Thank
Do you know what I realized? They understand that you're secret hot. And so they know to they know about that body. They put that body.
Secret hot.
No, because you're hidden under the veil of a small child.
Thank you.
It's
Thank
not
you so that much.
It's not you look like a very, very pretty child.
A feminine child.
And then they put the put those titties out.
Esther, can we finally get to the bottom of what's been on the board for 6 weeks?
No. Oh, okay.
What is it? Which one?
Every week I come in here and on the board it says, Esther runs away from home to LA after seeing Iron Man.
I can't wait to hear the...
This is... Okay, I'll tell this story.
Wait, can I guess what it is? She runs away from home to LA.
I can't believe you guys don't know this. This was literally such a big part of my identity that I had this story... This is such a throwback. I had it written out in my Facebook profile in college because it was so representative of how crazy I am. Okay. What happened was is I can't believe it. Okay. I surprised my parents by coming home from school a day early. Like they were supposed to come and pick me up. This was the end of sophomore year.
Your mom's like, oh, great. I have to wait on her a day early.
Yeah. And I was so excited to like show up at the house and be like, have an excited greeting. I get there. No one cares I'm there. They're just like, oh, you're here. Like nobody cares. And so that like set the tone for the night a little bit.
So you're like, I better turn it up, amp it up a little bit.
So then my dad was like, well, Iron Man, the original, the first one, Iron Man came out today. Your mom and I are going to see it tonight. I'm like, great, I'll come with. And they're like really excited because we were going to this big fancy theater that was like 40-minute drive away where you like pick the seats out and they serve food, but we don't get it because it's too expensive. But we just know that they're serving food.
It's also annoying too. You're like in the middle of eating and they're like serve. It's like, can you get the fuck out of here in the middle of fucking
Yeah, and popcorn is more than enough. So
the bucket refills.
So we see Iron Man and I am just like, jazzed. Like imagine being a sophomore in college. You just saw like one of the greatest Marvel movies of the decade for
it's
the first
fourth
time.
It's your fourth movie in your entire life.
You saw it at the big Movico was the name of it, this big nice theater. So I'm just like jazzed. And I'm like, I just got back from school. I want to like go out tonight. So I'm like, we're driving back and I'm like, Mom and Dad, I'm like, I'm going to take the car and I'm going to go to my sister's house tonight. Like, I just want to like go have some fun.
I'm going
to
drive by my ex-boyfriend's house. That's what this is code for.
And my dad's like, you can't take the car. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I'm your daughter and I want to see my sister. I'm going to take the car. Like, I'm not trying to go into the city. I'm not trying to go out. I'm like, I just want to go to my sister's house. They're like, no. And like that. No, of wanting to do something so innocent combined with the Iron Man jazz of it all. I'm like, fuck this. I'm leaving tonight. So
you pushed your jetpack and you just threw it out of them.
So we get home. They go to sleep. I go in my room. I book a flight to New York City. I'm like, fuck it.
This is how we get her to do stuff. You have to really offend her and then she'll get her own ticket. This is Carlos. Learn this.
This is like my moment. I'm going to be just like in Madonna's autobiography. I'm going to show up to Times Square with $8 in my pocket and I'm going to make it. And like, I was like, I'm going to New York tonight. So I book my ticket. I call a cab. There was no Uber.
Doesn't this sound like the beginning of the story of her getting sold into sex trafficking?
I call a cab. I go to the airport because, my ticket, it was probably like 9. It was like 10 o'clock at night when I book it. The flight was like for 5 a.m. So I'm like, I'm just going to go to the airport now. So I like spend all night at the airport and I text my friend, my old college roommate who had just moved to L.A. And I'm like, I'm going to New York like Madonna style. Like we're doing it. And he's like, well, do you know anyone there? I'm like, no. And he's like, do you have a place to stay? I'm like, no. Do you have money? No. He's like, I don't think you should do this. I'm like, what do I do? And he was like, come to LA. I'm here. I'll pick you up. And I was like, okay. So I like log on to Expedia.com or whatever. I change my flight. I get on a flight to Los Angeles and he picks me up and like, we hang out. Like we have the day together. There's no location sharing. There's no iPhone. My parents don't know where I am. The whole day goes by and I'm like, they're going to fucking be so the whole, cause I'm like angry too. I'm like, they're going to call and they're going to be like, where are you? And I'm going to be like, I'm in LA. They never call. And it isn't until the next day I fucking give up because it was I call my mom. I'm like, hey, guys, I'm do you want to know where I am? And they're like, well, where are you? I'm like, I'm in L.A. And they're like, we figured you went somewhere. Didn't care at all. I immediately felt so homesick. And I was like, okay. And then I'm like, I guess I'll come home tomorrow. And they're like, you don't have to. But I just flew home because I was like so disturbed that nobody cared that I left. And then I flew home. And that was like my first experience in L.A. And I think that's like what gotten the bug in my head to move here.
How many weird moments did you have following Pretty Women around and asking them only, what their workout plan was?
Oh no, actually only specifically one is coming to mind. A very pretty waitress at the Newsroom Cafe. But yeah, that's my story of running away from home after Iron Man.
That does remind me a little bit of a moment in Hawaii that I had.
Where you laughed.
When I Irish goodbye at our.
But then she Irish hello'd them back.
No, I had to do that. None of you guys didn't know where I was gone. You guys, I was like, Todd and I thought Esther was going to fucking be on the plane.
Yeah.
So we were like, we got to get on the plane as soon as possible. It was torrential downpour. This was when we had gone to Kauai.
It was like the biggest storm of the year. Of like, no, the last 20 years.
So we brought it
upon it.
Yeah.
So we were on Kauai and it was already raining and Todd, it was like drizzling in the beginning. So Todd was like, we were recording the episode and then Todd was like, I'm going to get us ATVs just so we have something to do. In my head, I'm like, he did not run this by me. I knew there's no one that's going to do it. You might have done an ATV, but under different circumstances.
We'd hell have to no. My
duct tape her to it.
My uncles do that shit. That's so scary to
they
me.
Do?
Yes.
That's in your DNA?
Yes.
Really, Esther?
Yes. The white trash side of my family is insane. They are ATVs. They have a boat.
Can we visit them?
They have a crazy thing. They have a boat.
they like do all that scary stuff. They hunt and fish. We could go to Minnesota.
Oh my God, Annie. We should go.
Fun, I know.
That sounds fun to
we
me.
Leave our boyfriends and start fucking up.
Esther's family.
And they're such good Midwestern people. They would love to host and be so happy and excited.
Would you be happy if we left our boyfriends to be with your family members, to be our family? Or would you be jealous that you're not fucking Kalila?
No, I'd be happy. I would love to have you guys in the family. That would be great. You guys in Minnesota, and it's deep Minnesota, I would send you off with my uncle. I wouldn't go with, but
I would genuinely, and I'm not bullshitting you, love that.
I'm but down.
Are you to make okay? This I've been trying to okay, with all my little epiphanies and my spiritual awakenings, I have been making these little choices to kind of switch my patterns up so I'm not So I've been looking at things like even when I order food, I want to order something I've never ordered before. I realized I was falling into patterns of always ordering the same thing everywhere. And so I was like, I just want to like not live
make
my life
different
like
choices.
That. Would you ever consider just trying these crazy things?
I would because of what you just said. I know that like all like the self-help work of like a lot of the choices we make are just choices we make out of habit. Yeah. So I do like throwing in a little different, changing it up is good sometimes for some things.
You would just have to be in the moment of it, though, because if you prepare, you'll probably talk yourself out of it, right?
Imagine if Esther is actually the best shot. And
she
just hunts ducks. Like,
no, I wouldn't hunt, though. That's where I'm like, I don't fit into this family. When like I open the freezer and there's all these like dead animals, like that freaks me out.
And that's with Dave? That's what they're doing in those Judd Apatow rooms? The rumors were right.
I ran away from home when I was 5 years old. I walked out with the wrong shoe on the wrong foot.
That's so cute.
And my parents did the same thing. Or my mom did.
Yeah.
She didn't come chase after me. And I remember asking, there was like a fruit stand. And I remember asking the lady, just like, I'm going to wait right here. My mom's going to come get me. And she never did. Uh-huh. And they were laughing at home because I wasn't that far away. They were laughing hysterically and kind of seeing like how far I would take it. And I remember asking this lady at the fruit stand, like, will you like adopt me for a couple of days because I don't have a mom? And the lady knew my mom clearly, you know, but she was also laughing because she knew what, you know, she could see what was happening.
Imagine being a grown up and you're a kid, you would be cracking up. You would be like, my kid is trying to get my attention.
That is I don't know. I think because it's happened to me, I would be like, oh no. Like I would overdo the wrong, because that is the right thing. What our parents did is not care.
Yeah.
Because when you give attention for that, then you just keep doing it. Yeah.
So they must have given you attention for something.
Yeah. I don't know what went wrong, but many things.
I packed up my little Barbie, my Barbie suitcase. I had a Barbie suitcase, but I was so trying to impress my mom, and my mom did not like being a girl. She was like really always wanted to be a boy. So I couldn't openly like Barbie. So I took like a pen and I crossed it off. I crossed the Barbie off and I had my little emo like anarchy crossed off Barbie's suitcase. And I went and I hid behind the tree and like kept looking to see for when they'd find me. And it just, there was too many kids, other kids in the house for them to notice.
I love that we've all done this and nobody cared. That's like the theme of today, maybe.
The one runaway.
If we run away, we're coming back.
They know it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not brides. The runaway.
Maybe they know that we're slugs and we won't get far. Slugs.
Yeah.
We'll never get far. Yeah, because as soon as I knew they didn't care. I was in LA. I was like, I want to come home right now.
And they were like, no, it's good. We're good. We're fine. We love this. We love this thing. You explored.
You guys, thank you for watching. We love you. We needed this. Please subscribe to our channel. We're trying to get to 200K. And if we don't get there soon, Annie's going to hurt me.
I'm going to fucking kill her.
She's going to hurt me in my vagina. So
now they're going to want me to do that.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, she'll do it anyways. Please subscribe. We want to get to 200K. And
by tomorrow.
I guess get tickets to see the live stream
at momenthouse.com/trashtuesday.
Listen, we want to include you more. The meeting you guys live is like unbelievable and incredible. And if you can't make it out to these shows and we're never all together yet, hopefully something can be planned, but come be with us.
Are we auctioning our panties that day?
I don't know. We're going to discuss that right now. We're going to make the plan.
It's going to be good.
All right, you guys. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.